Hello and welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. Conversation today is about coaching models and processes. So when we think about coaching, we think about, oh, got to have a process. When we research processes and coaching models, there are so many different ones available. So let's pull it all together, explore some of the different possibilities, and then talk about the actual application. First off, the way I like to coin coaching is to say it is advanced development for advanced results. Very often when you're thinking about coaching, it is one of many development modalities or tools used by individuals and organizations. It is smart to start with education, training, to then move, if you're going to, into more of the consulting role, the mentoring role. And then if you are using coaching, that's the last one you use of the different modalities because it is advanced development. It's at a different level completely. In terms of which model is going to be used, it's fascinating because sometimes you'll talk to somebody from an organization and they're absolutely passionate or adamant about a particular model. There are so many, and there are a lot of similarities and overlap. To me, what's most important is that whatever model you're going to use, it's built on the foundation of your competencies as a coach. To give you an idea of some of the different models that are available and out there, one that many people have heard of is called GROW. And the letters in GROW stand for goal, reality, talking about the current reality, options, and then will or way forward. Depending on whose preference you're going with on which W word it is. There's another model out there called OSCAR. The O is outcome, S is scaling, the K, because it's spelled with a K, is know-how, A is affirm in action, R is review. Yet another model is called CLEAR, and that one stands for contracting, listening, exploring, action, review. So I've given you three of the models. What are you sensing as you listen to the words for each model? Are they different? Is something standing out for you? Does it resonate more with you? Usually the passion behind a particular model is that it resonates for somebody. They're really like, oh, that sounds right. I like that one. That's clicking. And there are even more. So there's another one. It's four words, vision, strategy, outcomes, learning. There's a model called co-initiation, co-sensing, presencing, co-creating, co-evolving. Very much talking about that higher level. There's the STAR model, situation, task, or a different version, use the T for thoughts, action, and results. Again, I've given you three more models. What's jumping out for you? Are you noticing what's the same or what's different? Here's a few more. Fuel. Frame the conversation. Understand the current state. Explore the desired state. Lay out a success plan. Medics. What a fun acronym, right? Motivation, explanation, demonstration, imitation, consolidation, support. Another one is called SURE. Set context, understand situation, resolve issues, establish actions. Or you have outcome, situation, choices and consequences, action, review. A different version of OSCAR, only this one uses a C instead of a K. Another model, planning, contracting, coaching, evaluating. many, many, so many. Let me give you three more. There's one called outcomes, objectives, understand the reasons, take stock of the present situation, clarify the gap, options generation, motivate to action, enthusiasm and encouragement, support. And that's a trademark model. You can go online, you can see information on it. There's a model called recognize, read, receive, reframe, record, review. So all of the R's. And the last one I'll share with you for now, pre-program, contracting, assessment, feedback and action plan, coaching, closure and evaluation. So it's a model of multiple steps involved in the process, with coaching being one of the steps in that process. So whatever model you use or your client wants to use, when it's based on the competencies, there's a tremendous amount of overlap or similarity, if you will, in terms of how you flow forward. The letters that come out of each of the acronyms you heard help people with their focus and staying on track with it. At the Center for Coaching Certification, we teach a couple of different models. So one example is we actually have a model for the coaching relationship itself. We call it the staircase to success. And I've done other podcasts on that. We have videos on our YouTube channel. So that information is available. We also have a model for the actual process where we literally diagram it out. We talk about an introductory session so that the coach and the client get to know each other, determine if it's a good fit or good match. Then doing an opening session where it's a big picture exploration of what the client wants in all different areas. During session two, supporting client focus and motivation, setting them up with a tool that will carry them through for the long term. And then on an ongoing basis, inviting the client to prioritize what it is they want to focus on and work on, strategize, action plan, and taking time to look at progress and success. In a coaching relationship, we're also aware of setting our client up for the long term, how they're moving forward after coaching. We also teach a model called STOP. This is used in conflict coaching. The S is stories, the T is topics, the O is options, the P is plan. And again, this is a model that we describe fully. It's in our blogs, it's in our YouTube channel, and we talk about it during class. There's a model called Goals that we published in one of our Coaching Perspectives book, and that is explained fully in that chapter, and it's also in our blog. So quite a few models. What are the pros and cons of considering different models, using different models? On the pro side, it becomes a way for you as a coach to explain the services you offer. It's giving insight in terms of how that coaching relationship is going to work. It helps you have a common understanding with your client. It gives you direction in terms of preparing for coaching, as well as a roadmap to follow when you are coaching. You develop expertise over time with a model or a process, and it's a way to refine and then niche what it is you're offering. When somebody is hiring a coach, according to the Harvard Business Review, one of the things they want to know is that the coach has a clear methodology. And so a model is often a way of demonstrating, hey, there's a clear methodology involved in what I'm doing. What are the cons of using a particular model? Sometimes the specifics of a model create boundaries or limitations if you get too stuck to it. Staying with one model or process may limit thinking. It may be less effective for different clients. So for some clients, it's great. They love it. And for other clients, it isn't working. It doesn't resonate for them. So adhering to one model or process only may limit how much you flex or adjust to the client. or it can create such a routine or habit that it becomes rote instead of truly dancing in the moment with your clients. So as a coach, it makes a tremendous amount of sense to learn about different models and different processes. What's out there? How do they work? Be open to shifting or changing the process based on what's going to work best for the coachee. And be open to creating or co-creating with the client a new model or process based on what's going to serve them or based on what you're discovering is coming up consistently in the coaching work you're doing. One example for this is in our certified master coach class. We invite each student as part of one of their homework assignments to create a diagram of their coaching process. And by creating this visual diagram, they're thinking through, okay, what is my process? How am I handling this? What does that look like? And they get clarity on their own process. And then the diagram becomes a tool they can use in having a conversation with a client. It can be on their website. It becomes a great way to explain what it is they offer as a coach. Pretend for a moment that we're just sitting around brainstorming. Okay, let's come up with a model. Pick a word that's meaningful to you. What word do you like? What word resonates for you? And then what are words that start with each of the letters in the word you've chosen? So for example, if I choose the word coach, I may go through and say, okay, for the C, if we're going to start a coaching relationship, let's use the word collaborate because we're going to collaborate on setting this up. And then for the O, I like opportunities. I like options. And we're exploring those. And then A can be actions or activities or awareness. The C becomes changes. It may include challenges, maybe both. The H, the how, or how now, if you want to have fun with it. So that is an example of literally brainstorming based on a word. Let's do another one. Imagine choosing the word create. What are the letters going to stand for? The C, connect. R, relationship plan. E, exploration. A, action. T, takeaways. E, enhancement. There you go. We just brainstormed another model. The word empower. Different set of letters. What do we want to come up with there? Let's brainstorm. E is engage. M, manage. P, plan. O, options. W, wins. E, energize. R, reflect. Now we've got a model titled empower. Let's pick the word visualize and come up with a model. The V is venture. I is insights. S is strategies. U is utilization. A is actions. L is learnings. I is implementation. E is evaluate. Or the word progress. P is plan. R is reinvent. O is options. G is growth. The next R, renovate. The E, engage. The S, strategies. And the next S, standardize or normalizing your process. So hopefully that was fun for you. Simply thinking about creating a model, choosing a word, and then coming up with words for each letter in it. Sometimes people will do that based on their niche or based on their business name, and it becomes something that's truly yours because it's a word associated with you and your business and how you function and run it. When we started talking about models, I mentioned building on ICF's competencies as your foundation for whatever your model is. The competencies speak to how we do what we do as coaches. When you think about the foundation, what's involved in that? ICF has 8 core competencies. They did a tremendous amount of research in developing their competency list and then updating and refining their competency list. So if we go through and we think about it, the first competency demonstrates ethical practice. It talks to us about being sensitive in terms of the client's identity. It talks about confidentiality. It talks about knowing the difference between coaching and other modalities. And of course, we have our code of ethics. So that's a foundational part of a coaching relationship, of being a coach. Another competency there is embodies a coaching mindset, which means really learning the way a coach thinks and is. ICF defines that coaching mindset as being open, curious, flexible, and client-centered. That is something that is developed as you go through your coach training. And it very much is in keeping with the code of ethics. Then we have the competency establishes and maintains agreements. One of the conversations we often have around agreements is that it happens in phases. Initially, it's about a conversation with somebody. What is coaching? What isn't coaching? How does it work? Then we have what we call a more formal coaching engagement agreement. In most parts of the world, it's a written agreement as a best practice. In some parts of the world, written is insulting. So it becomes a formal verbal agreement. And that agreement includes some very specific things that are laid out both in our code of ethics and as you go through coach training, you learn. The third phase of an agreement happens every single coaching session. And this is asking the client what it is they want to achieve during that conversation and how they will know that's successful. So if we play with a couple of these models we're talking about, how are these initial competencies fitting in? Let's see. We talked about coach and we brainstormed that. Collaborate. Okay, so we collaborate to talk about what coaching is and isn't. And we collaborate in terms of setting up the coaching engagement. Because part of that is being very clear with the client in terms of roles and confidentiality and letting the client know we do have that code of ethics. So there's a lot of collaboration going on the front end of the conversation. This continues with the coaching mindset because the coach is open and curious, which means collaborating with the client to get to know them, what they want, what their priorities are. We collaborate in setting up the formal agreement and every single coaching session in terms of getting the clarity around what the agreement is for that session. The next letter in coach was the O, and we talked about opportunities and options. Well, let's keep going. With our competencies, the fourth one is cultivating trust and safety. That means creating the environment where the client is comfortable exploring those options and opportunities. And our fifth competency, maintaining presence, that means the coach is staying present to who the client is. And they're focused on them. And as they're exploring the opportunities and the options, the coach is noticing what the client's energy is, what their language is, how they're saying what they're saying, how they are responding to different things. Our competency of listens actively fits right in with that exploration. because the coach has got to be completely focused on the client, hearing what they're saying and what they're not saying. Then we have our competency of evokes awareness. If we continue with the coach model acronym, where does that fit? Well, exploring opportunities and options is part of evoking awareness. Designing actions, yes. It's the client figuring that out, being asked. It's part of the process. And if you look at competency 8, facilitates client growth, it very specifically calls out supporting the client to plan what they're going to do. The changes, well, we think about coaching as creating meaningful change, and all of these competencies are in support of that. So the changes that come through the exploration, the conversation, which creates that awareness, and it comes through the planning of what they're going to do. The how now is a result of, hey, how's it going? How did the plan work? How did the strategy work? What do you want to adjust and what's next? So when we say that the competencies of a coach are foundational to whatever model, hopefully that, talking through that example, gives you that insight. They are very much built on the competencies of a coach. And that will be true with all of the different acronyms we discussed, all of the different models. Taking the same concept, how does it apply in some of your coaching engagements? Let's look at a few scenarios. Perhaps you specialize in academic coaching and you sign a service agreement. The school district is the sponsor, and then you have teachers that are going to be your clients. And let's say the school district says, we want you to use the FUEL model. Okay, so frame the conversation. What does that mean? It means setting it up with the teachers who are your clients in terms of what the conversation is. Understand the current state. So what do? We explore, where is it at now? And then explore the desired state. Yes, we do that as coaches. What is it that you want it to be? And then lay out a success plan, which is the teacher creating their plan for what they're doing. So our competencies serve us when we have clients who have ideas around different models. I've had businesses come and say, we really like the GROW model. That's the one we want to use. Okay, we can do that. We can use that as a framework for the conversations we're having. Talking about the goal, discussing the current reality they have, figuring out their options, and then determining their will and or their way forward. So the model itself fits. It's right in keeping. What does all of this mean to you? It means, yes, read about different models. What are they? How do they work? If there's something that really resonates with you, play with it. Have fun. Consider also the value of reading about multiple models and considering different elements to them. They all have value. And of course, with any model that you're playing with, use your competencies as the foundation. Build the application of that model using the competencies as you're doing the work of coaching. It's a fun conversation. Creating your own model or acronym is a fun thing to do as well. And it is a way to truly tailor what it is you offer as a coach to stand out in terms of your niche and how you present what you're offering. Enjoy the different models and processes and enjoy creating or refining your own. Come visit us at www.coachcert.com. Have a great one.